reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first scripture reading for the baptism of our Lord is found in your Bibles in the book of the prophet Isaiah on page 768. And we read Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 7. But now, thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you, people in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is taken from Paul's epistle to the Romans, found on page 1207. And we read Romans 6, beginning at verse 1. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. One who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So, you also must consider yourselves dead to sin, and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Luke, found on page 1098 in your pew Bibles. And we read Luke 3, beginning at verse 15. As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water. But he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your epistle lesson for today. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. This is our text. Somewhere back in the late 1800s, we were establishing relationships with the nation of Japan. And they sent ambassadors over here to get to know the American way of living and then to go back to Japan and help them to understand us. And sometimes we are kind of hard to understand. And so the Japanese ambassador embraced American living and American culture. And one of the things that was somewhat important in America back in those days, especially if you were traveling in important society, was going to church. And after doing so on a number of occasions and having immersed himself in every other aspect of Christian life, he thought it would be good to endear himself to some of his American friends by getting baptized and becoming a Christian. And at least in terms of his relationships over here, that worked very well in terms of getting him accepted in our culture. The problem was that when he was finally recalled to Japan, being a Christian was not regarded as a very good thing. In fact, when it became known that he was a Christian, he was often shunned in the important circles of social life. And so after he had been back in Japan for a little while, he decided he needed to get rid of his Christian character and sought out Christian authorities, including Christian priests and pastors, and asked them, "How do I get unbaptized?" And they said, "You can't. There is no right for Christian unbaptism. You can't take it away once it's been done for you." This was extraordinarily frustrating to the man, because whenever it became known that he had been baptized over here, and it was fairly widely known now, he continued to be shunned. Try as he might to remove the marks of his baptism, he was forever unsuccessful. In his, if you will, heathen world, once baptized, you are simply always baptized. You can't undo it. And I think sometimes the unbelieving world has a better grasp of our Christian doctrine than we ourselves do. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death. We'll stop there for a moment. When our Lord himself was baptized, it wasn't because he had sinned, but it's because he was taking our sin upon himself. That when he went to that cross, and God and the world both poured out their wrath upon him, the moment that he died, all sin was paid for. There was no longer anything that we need to fear from it. The wrath of God himself is satisfied. And yet, as I look out this morning, I'm quite confident that everybody I see here today has been baptized. How often do we live out lies that suggest we weren't? It expresses itself in a lot of different ways. And in particular, in how we treat our own sin. We often still fear it. We try to manage it ourselves as if somehow sin still needs to be justified. We hide it. We lie about it. We try all kinds of ways to pay for it ourselves when, by virtue of our baptisms, it has already been dealt with. But yet that is part of our nature, our sinful nature, not our Christian nature. And it expresses ourselves really from the day we're born. We've all seen it in small children, for instance. What do you know about your child, or maybe your grandchild? I can talk about that now. If they're awake in the house and the house is silent, you know something's wrong. I remember, and I wasn't present for this, it was my wife who caught my son Jonathan. He was up, he was awake, he was in his room, he was a toddler at the time, and the house became strangely quiet. And after too long a period of silence, she went back to the room to see what was going on. And there he was, from head to toe, covered in white. She apparently had left the talcum powder a little bit too low. Well, he wasn't shaking it anymore. He was, if you will, covered in sin. But he didn't cry out. He didn't scream, "Mommy, come help me." He was trying to figure out how he could get out of this mess himself. And of course, there was no way. And yet, he was barely old enough to speak. Oh, how we try to manage and remove our own sin. When we were baptized into the death of Christ. And not only in that event was our sin removed, but just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. We weren't just buried with Jesus. We were also raised with Him. We have a new life. And it's not simply a life here. The overwhelming majority of our life existence is not going to be spent here. As that one hymn goes, I'm but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. And yet, when our health begins to fail, it's so easy to fear what lies ahead. And even when we're in good health, in the way we live out our lives, the things that we prioritize and the things we ignore often suggest to other people that we're not living for some life to come. We're living as if this is all there is. Our lives are often filled with worries and fears about what tomorrow is going to bring, and yet we were raised with Christ. Our tomorrows are secure. You can't be unbaptized. Now, that does not mean you can't lose the blessings of what your baptism is. I often like to equate becoming a child of God simply to becoming a child of anybody. When you're born into this world, you bear the marks of your parents. Whether you like it or not, maybe you got their nose, maybe their eyebrows, maybe the color of their hair, but you are what you are and you cannot change. But let's say you run away from home. You lose the blessings of what you are. You have cut yourself off from the fellowship of your mother and father. And all that they want to give you doesn't matter because you won't receive it. So we can do the same things with God. We can turn our backs on Him. We can run away from Him. We can refuse to receive all the blessings He has given. But when you return home, if you do, do you approach your earthly parents and say to them, I need you to adopt me because I want you to become your child again? I've never heard of such a thing. And I doubt you ever will. Because you can't unchildren your children. And your children can't unparent you. Yeah, they can run away and they can lose the blessings of it. But when they do come back, you don't adopt them. And when a child of God has been lost and run away, you don't re-baptize them when they come back. They may have forgotten who they are, but they didn't cease to be what they are. You can't be unbaptized. Do you not know this? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. May God grant that each and every day of our life we do remember our baptisms, and we never forget what God has done to us there. But then reflecting on that baptism, look at our lives. Is it a life that reflects what we are, what God has done to us, and what God has given to us? Or is it a life that suggests it never really happened? Or if God did declare us to be His children in baptism and washed away our sins there, that somehow we've been able to remove those marks. The unbelieving world knows it can't be done. There is no rite of unbaptism. May God help our lives to declare that as well. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.